Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's fucking Monday. And it's also, let's see what we got going here. It's the 8th day of April, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 58 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and a low of 31, and it's partly cloudy, which means it's partly sunny, which would make it partly cloudy. I never did get how that fucking worked. At any rate, we're going to run through the rest of this, and we'll come back, and we'll go over to the Ministry of Lies, alternate controlled oppositional propaganda. Take your brain, time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me. Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Well, let me start. This weekend I was looking on YouTube for a documentary to watch, something just to watch, a documentary. And I came upon Alex Jones Faces the Truth. And it's about, you know, the Sandy Hook, the trial, if you want to call it that. But due to the program, Alex calls it this is a show trial, and it was a show. It was a show, and Alex Jones was the star, and that's the goddamn truth. I mean, you want to watch something that, I mean, just shows you to go you what things really fucking are. That son of a bitch is so ingrained into the fucking international corporate mafia that, you know, fucking, it's a show. And, you know, they go through all this stuff. And his big thing was the helicopter, rescue helicopters came to Sandy Hook. And mine is, I never saw a drop of fucking blood. But I thought about it. I watched the stupid ass thing just to see what it was, you know, to watch old stupid be stupid. And in the end, you know, I got to thinking about it. And fucking three words came to my mind. Crime scene photos. When would you ever have, if it happened, a crime of such magnitude and there were no crime scene photos? Now, they said that it was just gruesome, that in one of the rooms each room had a little bathroom for the kids, and all the kids in the whole class were crammed in that little bathroom, and that's where they got shot up by Adam Lanza, the ghost guy. You know, who in the hell was he? At any rate, that's where they got shot up. Now, Let's go to an investigation, a police investigation. No crime scene photos. They would have photographed those children in that bathroom. I mean, distasteful as it may be, goddamn, they used to stand people up in boxes out in the street. I mean, how many? I mean, we're just on fucking go on some HBO or some kind of shit like that. And you talk about blood and fucking gore and children. It don't fucking matter. They don't care. But this was just something we couldn't take, guys. Crime scene photos. They would have photographed the children in that room, you would think. I mean, that logic would dictate. And then they'd bring the bodies out separate and photograph them again, identifying each photo as a victim, wouldn't they? And then they certainly would have photographed all the blood and all the gore, because this is evidence. Supposed to be, anyway. Crime scene photos. Crime scene photos. And Alex is, you know, they have one part of it. He's talking about exhuming bodies. That's why you wouldn't have to exhume a body, because you would have had crime scene photos. Crime scene photos. Crime scene photos. So, you know, if you watch the thing, you'll see what I'm talking about. It was one of the boy, a deep plant, fucking doing his part. Fucking for the fucking system. At the end of it, you know, it's pretty close up to date to today's date. And it's, you know, he says he hadn't paid anything. He broke and was over $500 million fucking dollars. The judgments, you know, but he's broke. He's on the radio. I need help. Buy my products. It shows what a fucking hoaxer he is. I mean, what a fucking con man he is. And it shows that fucking he was never did anything that he wasn't doing for fucking money. And as far as Sandy Hook, I want to see the crime scene photos. That would have settled it all. And if it really fucking happened, you talk about an outrage it would have caused seeing those, the people seeing those. But for supposedly for all these years that, you know, Alex been talking about it on his show, talking about it on his show where his ratings went up and his ratings went down and they're talking, and there's, you know, how much money he fucking made and everything. But if it was, you know, it would have been a release of the crime scene photos would have been, fuck, if you got the stomach, look at them if they exist. And then it would have been over. I mean, who could argue? There it is. Right there's a picture of it. There's, you know, little whoever. And he's dead. But there were no bloody rooms. I never saw one drop of fucking blood the whole time. Even when they were bringing the so-called wounded, or remember the people on the gurneys and stuff? Not one drop of blood in this horrific fucking deadly fucking killing that they say happened. I personally do not believe it did. You know why? Because I haven't seen the crime scene photos. Show me them, and I'll say, well, yeah, somebody got killed there, all right. And show me that it's Sandy Hook. Show me that the photos weren't fucking created yesterday. I mean, you think about what they can do with technology these days. Anyway, it's Alex Jones versus the truth. And it's worth watching just to see who he is. Anyway, let's see what else we got going here. Riley Gaines slams Governor Spencer Cox at TPUSA's University of Utah event after his video of veto of bill barring men from women's sports. Yeah, of course he would. I mean, God damn it. Men got a right to fucking, I mean, God, think when you play football, you can really stick it to a fucking woman, maybe break her fucking arm. Thomas Stevenson, the post-millennial, at a turning point USA event at the University of Utah, Riley Gaines called out Utah Governor Spencer Cox for vetoing a bill that barred trans-identified males from women's sports in the state. The state legislator later overturned his veto. This is a non-begone. You know, fucking, it's meaningless because fucking, of course, men shouldn't be playing sports against women and calling it women's sports because he ain't a goddamn woman. You can't call yourself a woman. You're a biological fucking male. And to fucking, I mean, it's just to see what you'll fucking accept. What will you swallow? Now 24 states have enacted some fairness in women's sports bill that ultimately protects sports on the basis of sex. Always reminds me of that old woman from Romania. How wonderful it was to be so empowered, and then how bad it got when it reached this point, you know, when it went over the top. Your wonderful governor here in this state vetoed his legislation, Gaines added. You want to know what his excuse was? I'm watching the press conference. He said he wanted to err on the side of compassion. Nah, you wanted to push the agenda of the fucking fags and the fucking LGBTQ, XYZ, fucking goddamn transvestite freak motherfuckers. That's what you wanted to do. I've got a question for you, Governor Cox. Who are you being compassionate towards? Because it's not women, Gaines added, speaking to the crowd. It's not your daughters. He doesn't care about them. Is it compassionate to ask a young girl to undress in front of a man? Is that what compassion is? We must have two totally different definitions of compassion. Look at something here. Excuse me. Okay, the Utah legislator later overruled his veto, turning the bill into law. Gaines reiterated that people in the state need to call out the leaders even when they are a Republican. Well, you mean this was a Republican queer? I didn't think they was queers. I thought there was some kind of difference in them. I guess I was wrong. Postmillennial spoke with Gaines about her overreaching message to bring to young girls and what drives her. When asked about her main message was for young, what her main, you know, when asked about her main message was for young girls, not, when asked about her main message was for young girls. Okay. Gaines responded, play sports, like I said. Anyone should play sports. I certainly believe there's so much value in that. Secondly is to not get discouraged, she said, referring to any young woman who has come up against trans-identified males in sports. She added, too often people walk on eggshells. We want to be kind. We want to be nice. We want to be empathetic. Which are all great things, and there is true nature. No, I'm not that way towards any of these faggot, fucked up motherfucking. These people are messed up in the fucking head. They need fucking mental help, if anything, and they need to be locked up until they know that, you know, that they ain't gonna hurt no fucking body. They're fucking got their mental cases. Why are what they are? What makes women so that? So that makes them great mothers. This is written really poorly. They are what makes women so that makes them great mothers. It makes them great wives and great and sisters and daughters, all the things. But that doesn't mean become a mat. That doesn't mean become a mat for people to walk on or walk all over. So I hope for every young girl can think independently and call out an injustice when they see it. Again, another. This is all another non-issue. This is just this is a fucking one strand of spaghetti and a ball as big as this house I'm sitting in that they're tugging on this way and tugging on that way. Get that ball, that string of spaghetti out, then we go on to the other 500 million strands of spaghetti when all that needs to be done is the fucking law applied. This has infiltrated into prisons. Now, where all women prisoners are running rampant with AIDS because males who are convicted of heinous things, the majority of them being sex crimes, they understand the quickest way to get to a woman's prison, which sounds awesome to a rapist, is to say, I'm a woman. Anyway, that's enough of that. We get the fucking point. Man, it's dry here. It's so fucking dry here. Excuse me. Toronto top cop challenges misconduct allegations for supporting Freedom Convoy with a $50 donation. And this guy got sacked for fucking putting up. I mean, we're talking about what, 2022? It's 23, it's 24, a couple of years ago. This is the best thing to come up with. It's an election year. Get your mind out of anything but what's going on and right in front of your fucking face, like genocide, child trafficking, human trafficking. Illegal migrant shows up at woman's home pretending to be a federal agent. And he did. Come take some money away from her. And people don't shoot people like that. That's why it happens. Secretive experiment to shoot aerosols into the sky over San Francisco to increase cloud cover. And they show a picture of all these fucking chemtrails. And we'll go ahead and go into this because it's Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge, and we know they're incorporated. A secretive project conducted from the deck of an aircraft carrier in San Francisco Bay will soon shoot trillions of aerosol particles. Remember, they wouldn't they use aerosol? They didn't know hairspray or anything. Aerosol particles? Okay. Into the sky to increase cloud cover in the name of preventing global warming. Oh, that's right. It was when we're going to freeze the globe. And details have been held back to evade a public backlash. And it's a good chemtrailing they got going in that picture. Okay. The experiment is being dubbed America's first outdoor test to limit global warming. Really? The Coastal Atmospheric Aerosol Research and Engagement, or CARE, C-A-A-R-E, project is using specially built sprayers to shoot trillions of sea salt particles into the sky in an effort to increase the density and reflectivity capacity of marine clouds, reports Scientific America. The experiment is taking place when conditions permit atop the USS Hornet Sea, Air, and Space Museum in Alameda, California, and will run through the end of May, according to a weather modification from the team filed with federal regulators. A solar geoengineer experiment, huh? A report notes that there is a little data on the potential negative effects of such geoengineering projects and that they could also harm communities and ecosystems in unexpected ways, you think? Suchi Taitati, the executive, I bet you he's a Chinaman, the executive director of the Alliance for the Just Deliberation on Solar Geoengineering remarked how the test had been kept, quote, under wraps with little public engagement whatsoever. Similar experiments that were set to be conducted over Sweden by Harvard University and previously received funding from was canceled last month after opposition from campaigners and indigenous groups. The Scientific America report warns that artificially creating clouds over cover could alter weather patterns in unclear ways and potentially limit productivity of fisheries and farms. But they're just going to go ahead and do it anyway. Well, that's, of course they are. Well, what's your point? Participants in the project declined to answer emailed questions or interviews requested about the experiment in San Francisco. According to a report by the New York Times, the secrecy is based on concerns that if the public knew the full scope of what was happening, critics would try to stop them. Well, God forbid. History has shown us that when... How many times can I say, fuck you? History has shown us that when we insert ourselves into modification of nature, there are always very serious unintended consequences, said Greg Goldsmith, the Associate Dean for Research and Development at Chapman University. Conspiracy theorists, and I love this part, conspiracy theorists have long claimed that such experiments have been taking place for years, even decades, with some even asserting that weather modification has been conducted via chemtrails released from military and commercial aircraft. Conspiracy theorists, is that right? Who in the fuck was this again? Let's see who's calling us conspiracy theorists here. Zero Hedge, of course, Incorporated. Conspiracy theorists have long claimed, even decades, with some asserting that weather modification has been conducted via chemtrails released from military and commercial aircraft. Oh, I've never seen that. I don't have 9,000 pictures of the sky completely fucking covered with them. The chemtrail conspiracy, look it up. These fuckers are supposed to be telling, they know fucking better. They ain't no goddamn conspiracy. We know the difference between a condensation trail and something that creates a fucking weather front. The central conspiracy theory, which has been around since the early 90s, at least, is based around claims that contrails. No, they're not fucking contrails. See, here's your propaganda. All I got to hear to read you today, guys, is fucking propaganda. Contrails released from the... No, you're the fucking goddamn conspiracy theory. You're trying to tell me that contrails fucking go across the fucking sky, that they fucking can form in together as a front and come and completely black or white out the sky. I mean, you know, block the sun. I've fucking seen it with my own eyes. I've took a zillion pictures of it. There's a zillion pictures on this side of it. Released from the jet engine by aircraft linger around in the sky for hours and produce a de facto cloud cover to block out the sun. Fuck hours. How about all day or 2 days or three fucking days? Fuck you, Zero Hedge Incorporated. Netanyahu calls Palestinians the tribe of Amalek, who God ordered to be wiped out. He wants genocide. His troops execute women and children in schools. Well, yeah, this is a video. If you want to watch it, you can go over and watch it. Ukrainian drone hits Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. It's a Russian word. Don't know Russian. By Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. On Sunday, Ukrainian drone struck the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, ZNPP, which is located in southeastern Ukraine and has been under Russian control since February 2022. So now they're hitting drones they get from us. They're hitting fucking power plants. How's that? What do you think about that? Is that smart? Have they done anything smart ever in your life? The plant's official said there was no serious damage in the attack and radiation levels were normal. Rosatom. God damn. Russia's state nuclear agency later said three people were wounded in the attack. The International Atomic Energy Agency, which has inspectors at the plant, confirmed the drone attack. JAEA experts confirmed physical impact of drone attacks at ZNPP today. The agency wrote on X, formerly known as Prince. AEA Chief Rafael Grossi condemned the attack. Well, you know what? I'm going to fucking, from the trenches, condemns that attack, too. You can outdo us, dude. This is a clear violation of the basic principles for protecting Europe's largest NPP. Such reckless attacks significantly increase the risk of a major nuclear accident. I don't think it'd be an accident if a fucking bomb hit it. And must cease immediately, Grossi said. The ZNPP is located in the town of Enerhodar on the south bank of the Dnieper. Dnieper River, Ukraine, controls the territory across the river, and the plant has come under Ukrainian shelling throughout the war. Fuck, that's it, man. Shoot some goddamn missiles at the nuclear plant. Good idea. Ukrainian forces have also launched several failed attempts to retake the plant. A report, the Times, revealed that the U.S. backed one of the attempts in October 2022 when 600 Ukrainian commandos tried to cross the river. The U.S. supported the raid by providing targeting data so Ukraine could use its U.S.-provided HIMARS rocket system. Shooting rockets at a fucking nuclear power plant. I don't think these kids should be playing with guns, which hit Russian positions on the southern bank of the river near the ZMPP. Stupidity reigns. Al Jazeera showed drone footage of Israeli target of civilians. I watch it, and it sure does. They're committing genocide over there still today. They committed it yesterday. They committed it the day before. They're continued to commit it until every Palestinian is dead and everybody is fucking condemning it. Official study finds puberty blockers causing terminal cancer in trans children. Well, there's no such thing as a trans child to begin with. But we'll go ahead and look at a little bit of this. This is by Sean Adele, TABATABAI. People's Voice, and you too can be a member. A new study from the Mayo Clinic has revealed that puberty blockers are causing terminal cancer in boys who take them. You wonder why. Don't mess with Mother Nature. The puberty study, or the preprint study, also found that the use of puberty blockers on male children can result in severe testicular atrophy. TheBlaze.com reports the study, which has yet to be peer-reviewed, utilized samples from the Mayo Clinic's pediatric testicular biobank for fertility prevention. Okay. The scientific study examined the testicular specimens from 87 biological males under the age of 18 who were undergoing fertility preservation surgery. Of the group, there were 16 who were gender dysphoric boys ranging in age from 10 to 16. Of these 16 patients, 9 took puberty blockers between 3 and 52 months. 2 of the 9 transgender patients who were taking puberty blockers exhibited unusual testicular features upon examination. One exhibited abnormalities in both testicles, including complete development of the tunica albuginea that protects the testes. A 12-year-old boy who was on puberty blockers for 14 months showed not 59% testicular atrophy, along with myocarditis, small clusters of calcium linked to testicular cancer. A 14-year-old boy who took puberty blockers for 4 months, for more than 4 years, had over 90% of the cells responsible for sperm production stunted at an early age, according to researchers. The study questioned whether puberty blockers are truly reversible, as LGBTQXYZ activists claim. Researchers presented possible evidence that gender-affirming care with puberty blockers could alter gene expression patterns and potentially affect male fertility permanently. The study prevents a conversation about the need for more research into the potential dangers of puberty blockers. I mean, they'd have brought this shit up when I'm 62, back when I was in my fucking goddamn high school. What the fucking... There'd just been people found in the fucking dumpsters and ditches. Men had fucking balls. Well, I guess they kind of messed their balls up here. Author J.K. Rollins, a prominent critic of the transgender agenda, promoted the findings of the study on her ex, formerly known as Prince, social media page. steward bells began ringing, but it was hard to learn anything. The Titanic's passengers began exploring for an answer. Walter Lord, A Night to Remember, Rawlings wrote, whatever. Stupid. Southwestern Airlines Boeing 737 makes emergency landing in Denver after engine cowling detaches. You mean it fell off? Fuckers are falling apart left and right, man. Every week. This is by Sarah Hidgen, the post-millennial. On Sunday, Southwest Airlines Flight 3695 bound for Houston, Texas, was forced to return to Denver International Airport after the engine cowling of a Boeing 737-800 detonated during takeoff and struck the wing flap. there's a fucking surprise. The statement obtained by Click 2 Houston, the Federal Aviation Administration, explained that the Southwest Airlines Flight 3695 returned safely to Denver International Airport around 8:15 a.m. local time on Sunday, April 7th, after the pilot reported the engine cowling fell off during takeoff and struck the wing flap. The Boeing 737-800 was towed to the gate. The FAA continued. The aircraft was headed to William P. Hobby Airport in Houston. The FAA will investigate. Please contact the airlines for additional information. In response to the incident, Southwest issued a statement stating, Southwest Flight 3695 returned to Denver International Airport this morning and landed safely after experiencing a mechanical issue. The engine fucking cowled. We're working now to get customers on their way to Houston on another Boeing aircraft. Our maintenance teams are reviewing the aircraft, the airline added. Oh, man, what a fucking Monday. I was about ready to fucking just say fuck it. Anyway, we'll take a break. I'll take a drink of something to drink. We'll be right back.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Looking back on everything and all the things that stay, I can count on memories because they don't go away. Good times were hard to hold until she came along. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I'm not always there, I know, but she don't mind at all. As pretty as a picture that hangs on my own wall. She's like Mississippi when the sun comes up at dawn. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right,
She's the one who saves me from them dark, unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She don't care what the game is, she's always down to play. My world without her seems a million miles away. She don't have to worry, I know where I belong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I've been down some aces and I've played them all the same. But she's the only one that keeps me in the game. No fame or fortune could ever keep me gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark, unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. There's a magic down in Memphis that never seems to fade. Even now them voices carry like a lonely serenade. It's the memories that still and always will be on my mind. They move me every time. She sees the good in everything there is to see. Sometimes I wonder what she ever sees in me. I'm not always right, you know, but she's never led me wrong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. In all my travels, I've never found a way to find the words that say the things I'd like to say. I've sang some melodies, but she's my favorite one. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark, unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chillicothe from the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shivey. It's 12:41 Pacific Time, and I'm meant to soul song by Uncle Cracker. I looked over on the phone line, and there's nobody fucking listening. I'm just, well, you know, fuck this. I ain't going to do it. That's The Word from the Trenches.